Is your vehicle in need of body work? Then come on down to Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, your locally owned and operated body shop serving you since 1976. They do collision repair, glass repair, and plastic welding along with PPG paints to make your vehicle look as good as new. With cars available while your vehicle is being repaired. Call 515-928-2213 or stop by and see Shannon Brandt or Aaron Aukus at Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, where we keep you moving even when your car doesn't. Bancroft Implement is part of the Red Power team. They're a family-owned 10-location Case IH dealership. Each Red Power location offers new and used Case IH equipment and a full parts sales and service department. In their shop or on the farm, the Red Power team will make sure you're running in the field efficiently and consistently. They sell and service tractors, combines, tillage and hay equipment, skid steers, and so much more. Stop into Bancroft Implement today or visit them online at redpowerteam.com.
Have an aching back or a creaky joint keeping you from enjoying the simple things in life? Hi, I'm Dr. Dalton Frick, one of the chiropractors at TAFE Wellness Center. Whether you need a simple adjustment or a comprehensive treatment plan, we've got your back. With multiple treatment options like shockwave therapy, spinal decompression, and more, we have the bases covered. Book an appointment with me or one of our other trained chiropractors at TAFE Wellness Center in Armstrong, Iowa.
TAFE Wellness Center. Take charge of your health.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264. Back in St. Ansgar, Bierstead jumping for North Union, Johnston jumping for St. Ansgar. The Saints have the tip, and they are in control, and we are into the ballgame. Porish now with it, getting enough to Norby on the high post. Right side, cross-court pass over to Peterson. High post, left side, up on top to Norby. Back to Peterson, now left side. Up on top, Norby. Norby with it, looking inside to Cruz. Turnaround jump shot. Cruz is good. Cruz has her first deuce of the night, and it's 2-0. North Union up on top. I should say the Saints up on top. The Warriors with their opening possession. Here's Walters now on the high post right side. Cross court pass to Bierstead. She gets it before it gets it taken away from her. Now going to get it over now to Ulrich. Ulrich for three from the left side. No good. Rebound fought for and taken here now by Johnston of St. Ansgar. And she loses it out of bounds. And it's going to end up going back to St. Ansgar off of North Union as we're just underway here from St. Ansgar as Johnston has the inbounds pass now to Norby. Back to Johnston. The Warriors come out with their full court press. Norby with it, going to go cross court. Up to the front court, basket to our right here this time will be Porish. Porish up on top to Peterson on the high post, left side. Getting it off to Norby, high post, right side. Looking back inside, Cruz. Cruz underneath this time to Johnston. She shoots, that's no good. Rebound to Steinberger, North Union. Steinberger gets that one off down to Ulrich. Back in the front court, basket to our left. Goes out to Walters now with the high post, right side. Walters will launch an NBA three and drain it. Shaylee Walters drains the three-pointer, and it's 3-2. North Union up on top with 6:40 left to go in the first quarter. Norby now with it in some traffic, and she gets that one off now to Peterson. Peterson out of the high post on the near side here. Gets it right back up on top to Porish. Porish goes out to the left wing, right back inside to Johnston. Now back to Peterson to the baseline. She shoots from 15. Tried to go off the backboard, shot no good. Rebound, Johnston's shot put up is no good, but I believe Ava Steinberger is going to get her on the attempted block that time. No, it is Ava Steinberger. It is Ava with the foul and a pair of free throws coming up here now for Kenzie Peterson. That's J.C. Johnston. J.C., a 5'10" junior, fairly young squad, not many seniors on this year's St. Ansgar side, and not many seniors on the North Union side either. Second free throw for Johnston is up and good as well. She makes them both. And it's now 4-3. North Union down by one with 6:17 left to go in the opening quarter to Steinberger. Back out this time to Bierstead. Up on top to Walters. Back to Bierstead now right wing. Up on top to Walters. Going to go back inside to Steinberger. Launching a three-pointer now is Ulrich from the left corner. No good. Rebound taken here now by St. Ansgar. With it now Johnston to the front. Peterson to the front court. Basket to our right. Peterson, cross-court pass up on top this time here to Porish, as she shoots, that's no good. We got a whistle and a foul called here now on North Union. Guilty of that one, Ava Steinberger. So Steinberger picks up back-to-back fouls on the inside. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Lindsey Cruz. Cruz's first free throw is good. They move the game up from 7 to 6 because of cold weather coming later on here. Well, it is as if it wasn't cold enough already, right? Second free throw coming up here now for Cruz. That one is up and off the back of the iron. No good. And the rebound taken here now by Walters. Out to Ulrich in the front court. Basket to our left. She goes out to the right wing. Now to the baseline. She drives in. She shoots and she scores. That one takes about three or four bounces before it drops in. And we're all tied up at 5. With a basketball here now, it will be Johnston now, just skipping it across the center line to Norby. Norby, loose basketball, knocked away that time here now by Ulrich. It's going to go out of bounds. It goes back here now to, it'll go back here now to St. Ansgar. Now sub time, Avery Walston will check in here now for Ava Steinberger. Avery Walston, 5'7" sophomore. Inbounds pass this time is going to be going off now to Peterson. Peterson off to Norby. Norby to the top of the key. She will drive in. She will shoot. That's no good. Rebound fought for and taken by Cruz. Dishes it off to Johnston underneath. She shoots, no good. Rebound Peterson going to bring it out now to the right wing. Peterson now with it. Going to get it back off now to Porish. Porish, or check that. That is going to be, let's see here, Norby. Here's a shot put up by Peterson underneath, up and in. Kenzie Peterson with her first deuce, and it's a 7-5 lead for St. Ansgar. To the front court, basket to our left now. Going to go back inside, Bierstead. Bierstead getting it back out this time now to Walters, up on top to Cummins. Cummins back to Walters. Walters will try a three, no good. Rebound taken now here by St. Ansgar. We go the other way. Peterson underneath, Johnston, shot blocked. Rebound taken here by Peterson. She puts it back up. That's no good. Rebound taken by Bierstead. Down court to Walters. 3-on-1 break. Walters will hold things up. Gets it back out this time now to Ulrich for three from the left side. Up and good. Ainsley Ulrich with a three. She's got 5, and that's going to put the Warriors up on top 8-7. 4:13 left to go here now in the first quarter. Knocked out of bounds this time by Walters. Goes back here now to St. Ansgar. The Warriors 8, the Saints 7 here with 4:08 left to go in the opening quarter. Inbounds pass goes out to Peterson. Peterson to the top of the key. Back out this time out to Norby. She's on top with it here now. Norby back over and out to Porish on the high post. Left side back inside Cruz. Shoots, but partially blocked. Rebound Ulrich for North Union. Down court pass goes to Cummins. Cummins up on top. Now to Bierstead. She'll try a three. Got it. Three-pointer by Macy Bierstead. That's her first three of the night. And it's 11-7, North Union up on top, and they come back with their full-court press. With it here now is Porish. Porish to Peterson. She tries a three from the left side. That's no good. Rebound taken here now by Walters to the front court. Basket to our left. Back out to Cummins. Cummins to Bierstead. Back to Cummins. Cummins on the high post right side. Three-point attempt off the mark. Rebound taken here now by Cruz. Cruz gets that one back off here now to Norby, heading to the front court, basket to our right this time. Norby fires back over and out of power to Porish on the left wing. Porish now with it, brings it right back up on top. Loose basketball recovered by Peterson. Peterson to Porish, wide open three from the top of the key is no good. Rebound tipped and going to be taken here now by St. Ansgar. Here's a three for Porish up and in. Amelia Porish with her first three, and it's now 11-10. North Union up on top. Up on top of it now is going to be Walters. Back inside to Nielsen, to Bierstead, to Ulrich. Ulrich travels with the basketball. She moved her pivot foot a half a second too soon and is called for the travel. Subtime for St. Ansgar. It will be number 15, Josie Jewell in the ballgame, I should say. Josie will come in for Norby. Inbounds pass goes to Jewell, now to Johnston. Full court press applied here now by North Union. Down court pass now to Peterson in the front court. Basket to our right. Peterson top of the key here now for the Saints. As she will go fire back over to Norby on the high post. Back inside now. Here's a turnaround jump shot. Is going to be no good by Cruz. That one is going to be out of bounds off of North Union. Back now to St. Ansgar with 2:24 left to go here now in the opening quarter. North Union 11, St. Ansgar 10. St. Ansgar basketball. Inbounds pass going to be going out to Cruz on the right side. Back out to Jewell. Back loose basketball again. Knocked away here by Ulrich. Gotta go out of bounds back here now to St. Ansgar with 2:19 left to go here and in the opening quarter. Porish will attempt the inbounds pass here now for St. Ansgar into Peterson. Peterson, turnaround jump shot to Johnston. Blocked that time by Bierstedt. Rebound taken by Cummins. Cummins out to Walters in the front court. Basket to our left. She stops, shoots a three. That's no good. And the rebound taken here now by St. Ansgar. Johnston to the front court. Basket to our left. Basket to our right, knocked away out of bounds again by North Union. Out of bounds goes back to St. Ansgar. Sub-time Avery Walston will check in. She'll come in now for Hannah Nielsen. And for St. Ansgar, checking in number 43, Alexis Freine, a 6-foot junior. Freine will come in here now for Cruz. Inbounds pass now, goes underneath. Here's Jewell turning around, shooting, no good. Rebound taken by Cummins, and she's fouled from behind by Josie Jewell. Or check that. It's going to be Johnston instead. J.C. Johnston picks up her first. Relatively foul-free first quarter here. Down to a minute 55 left to go in the first. North Union hanging on to a one-point lead, 11-10. With a basketball up on top, was going to be now to Ulrich, getting it off to Walters. And Walters is going to be called for an offensive foul. They got a push-off called here now. Offensive foul, actually the offensive foul called now on Avery Walstead. And it will be St. Ansgar basketball. Inbounds pass attempted here now by Johnston, getting it in this time to Peterson. Peterson back to Johnston. Full court press applied here now by North Union. Off to Peterson. Peterson gets it over to the far side here this time. Now to Porish. Porish will drive in, lose the basketball and taken away. And we've got ourselves a foul called here now on St. Ansgar, I do believe. Push-off foul on St. Ansgar. Amelia Porish called for her first. That's the team's second of the quarter. With 90 seconds left to go here in the opening quarter. North Union up by 111-10. Up on top of it here now is Walters. Walters going to look inside out of Bierstedt. Bierstedt out to Cummins. Almost loses it. Recovered by Walstead. Back now to Cummins. Finds an open lane drive. Shoots. No good. Rebound. Out of bounds. Going to be going back here now to St. Ansgar. It's going to go back out of bounds to St. Ansgar. Sub time here for North Union as Alyssa, let's see here, it will be, yep, Alyssa Welbig will check in for the first time here now for Ainsley Ulrich with a minute 12 left to go here now in the opening quarter. North Union up on top 11-10. They come back out pressing. With it here now is Peterson in the front court. Basket to our right here this time. Fires back over to Jewell. Jewell from three left side is off the mark. Rebound taken now by Cummins. Cummins, three on one break, will go all the way and be fouled from behind. And a blocking foul going to be called here now on St. Ansgar. St. Ansgar gets the blocking foul. Guilty of that one is going to be Amelia Porish. That's her second. So I bet she'll have to come out as she does. Back in here now is Norby for St. Ansgar with 58 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Walters will attempt the inbounds pass up on top now to Walstead. Walstead getting it right back to Bierstedt. Bierstedt up on top this time now to Walters. Back to Walstead. Takes the baseline. Launches one. No good. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by North Union. It goes back to St. Ansgar with 45.5 seconds left to go here now in quarter number one. North Union hanging on to a one-point lead, 11-10. With the basketball now, Johnston going up to the front court. Basket to our right here this time. Johnston up on top now to Norby. Norby on the high post right side. Goes to Johnston again. Johnston to Norby, now to Peterson. Peterson up on top, Norby. Norby here now with it. Looking back up on top now to Peterson. Peterson, cross-court pass, looking for Johnston as she overthrows her and throws it away with 23.7 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Shot clock is off. We'll see if the Warriors can work it down and make it go for a last shot here in this first quarter. Shaylee Walters will walk it up court, and she will bring it up to the front court. Basket to our left. Here's Cummins here now with it. Up on top to Walters. Walters trying to get some picking and rolling going to Johnston. Now to Bierstedt. Back now to Cummins. Cummins with the basketball. Up now to Walters. Loose basketball taken away here by Norby with 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. She launches a half-court shot nowhere near. And it'll be North Union taking a one-point lead after the first quarter, 11-10. And we'll come back with quarter number two from St. Ansgar in 1 minute here on 98 Country.
At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Stateline Cooperative recognizes area FFA chapters as we celebrate National FFA Week. Their mission is to make a positive difference in the lives of students by developing their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agricultural education. We appreciate students, faculty, alumni, and supporters of FFA. These students represent agriculture as future leaders of the industry. Stateline wishes you all success as you develop your individual talents and tools necessary to achieve your goals. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
Back in St. Ansgar as we are set for the second quarter. North Union hanging on to a one-point lead, 11-10. The winner moves on to the region semifinal coming up on Friday night. With the basketball here now will be Welbig into the ballgame. Now off to Cummins, taken this time here now by Ulrich. Ulrich will try to find an opening. She shoots and it's blocked. And she got a piece of her wrist and is called for the foul. And it's going to be some free throws coming up here now for North Union. Guilty of that one here. It will be, let's see, McKenna Norby, her first. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Ainsley Ulrich. First one is good. Ainsley now up to 6, 12-10, North Union on top. Second free throw coming up here now for Ainsley Ulrich. That one is up. That one is no good. Rebound taken here by Peterson for St. Ansgar. To the front court, basket to our right. Off to Norby on the high post right side. Norby, cross-court pass goes to Johnston, left wing. Up on top, Peterson. Peterson will try and drive. Loose basketball, but taken now here by St. Ansgar. Norby top of the key with it. Going to be going to Cruz. Cruz fires back out to Peterson now on the right wing. Cruz batted away that time and stolen away here now by Ulrich. Ulrich, 2-on-1 break. She will drive, shoot, and no good. Rebound taken by Cruz, and we've got ourselves a foul called here, and I believe Cruz, it looks like. Nope, it's going to be called here now on the push. On the push on Cummins. So Alexis Cummins has her first foul of the night with 7:19 left to go in the first half. North Union hanging on to a 12-10 lead. Here's Peterson now on the high post, left side. Peterson top of the key, getting it off to Porish. Porish back out to Johnston now. She will try a three from the right side. It's off the mark. Rebound taken here now by Cruz. Cruz back out this time to Norby for three. That's no good. Rebound again now to Peterson underneath. Peterson. Is going to be, are we going to have a turnover on St. Ansgar? And we will. They're going to say double dribble on St. Ansgar. And the ball goes back to North Union. Back in the ball game now, Walders and Bierstead. Coming out will be Welbig and Cummins here now with 6:53 left to go here now in the first half. 12-10, North Union on top of St. Ansgar. With it here now is Ulrich. Ulrich back over to Bierstead now on the right side. Up on top, Walders to Steinberger back in the ballgame. Back to Bierstead now on the right wing. Bierstead gets it back out to Nielsen. Nielsen to the right corner, now to Walders. Walders off to Bierstead, up on top now to Bierstead. Bierstead. Going to get back now on off now to Ulrich. She goes run the perimeter. She finds a spot, launches a three, no good. Rebound. Loose basketball out of bounds. It's going to go back to North Union. Now that one off of St. Ansgar back to North Union with 6:23 left to go in the first half as Sheely Walders will attempt the inbounds pass here this time for North Union. Walders looking. Someone's got to open up. Now somebody does. That somebody is Nielsen. Goes back over to Walders. Back inside now to Steinberger. Knocked away by Johnston out of bounds. Back to North Union. Timeout called here by the Warriors. We'll step aside as well with 6:18 left to go here in the first half at our score. It's North Union 12 and St. Ansgar 10. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Back here in St. Ansgar. as we're wrapping up the timeout here with 6:18 left to go in the first half. It's been a pretty good defensive battle here thus far. North Union's full court press has caused some issues here for St. Ansgar early on here. And it will be North Union basketball. 6:18 left to go here until halftime. The winner of this is off to the region semifinal coming up Friday night at the ever-popular site to be determined. Inbounds pass going to be going to Bierstedt. Back out this time to Walters. Walters for three from the right corner is no good. Rebound to Cruz here now for St. Ansgar. Cruz gets it back to Johnston to Peterson. Up to the front court. Basket to our right this time. Peterson off to Norby on the high post right side. Norby going out to the right wing. Up on top, Peterson fires back over to Johnston. Left side, up on top, Peterson. Looking back inside, Frayne. Back out this time to Norby. Cross court pass, Johnston. Inside, loose basketball, knocked out of bounds. Great defensive effort again by the Warriors. Plugging everything up on the inside. And they get the ball right back with 5:49 left to go here now in the first half. Here's Walters firing out as she goes out to the high post right side. Goes down to Nielsen, to Bierstedt, back now to Walters. Walters with the basketball, taken this time here now by Bierstedt. Back out to Walters. Walters fakes, drives, looking, now gets it back off to Nielsen. Nielsen back off to Ulrich on the right wing. Ulrich trying to find a seam somewhere, and she ends up throwing it from under the basket. It ends up going off the back of the backboard and out of bounds. It goes back to St. Ansgar with 5:24 left to go here. Frayne will come out, and I believe Josie Jewell back in here now for St. Ansgar. Warriors come right back out with their full court press. Johnston now in the front court. Basket to, actually Norby, that is. She will drive. She will shoot in and out and right back in again for Norby. Norby gets that one to drop in. That's her first deuce. And a 12-12 tie. 5:07 left to go first half. Here is Ulrich. Loose basketball picked right back up by Bierstedt. Bierstedt off to Walters. Walters for three. Left corner is no good. Rebound taken here now by Jewell for St. Ansgar. Jewell off this time now to Peterson. Down court pass Norby. Norby looking for Cruz out of bounds. It goes back here now to St. Ansgar with 4:47 left to go in the first half. And a 12-12 tie, North Union and St. Ansgar, as we continue regional basketball play here tonight. And it will be St. Ansgar basketball. Peterson will attempt the inbounds pass here this time for St. Ansgar. Looking, bounce pass inside, loose basketball. We got ourselves a tie-up. Alternating possession will end up going back to St. Ansgar with 4:44 left to go here now in the first half. 12-12 tie. Good defensive battle here thus far in St. Ansgar. Inbounds pass this time attempted by Peterson. Peterson off to Norby, high post left side. Norby dribbles to the top of the key, resets the offense here now for St. Ansgar. She goes out to the right wing now with it, trying to find something to open up. Now to Peterson. She'll try a three and got it. From the high post right side, Peterson gets it to drop. Kenzie now with five, and it's now 15-12. St. Ansgar back up here by three. Ulrich with it up to Bierstedt on the high post left side. She will try a three as well. No good. Rebound taken by Cruz for St. Ansgar. Cruz back to Peterson in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Peterson up on top. Johnston to Norby on the high post left side. Norby goes out to the wing with it here. Right back up on top, Peterson. Peterson looks at a three, doesn't take it. Goes this time to Jewell. Jewell inside to Cruz. Cruz back out to Peterson. 15-footer left side, no good. Rebound taken here by Bierstedt for North Union. And she'll be fouled. Actually, it's going to be Steinberger with the rebound. And guilty of the foul, J.C. Johnston, her second. Two subs come in. Cummins will come in for Nielsen, and we'll have Porish back in here now for Jewell with 3:50 left to go in the first half. St. Ansgar 15 and North Union 12. With a basketball for North Union is Ulrich in the front court. Basket to our left. Out now to Walters on the high post right side. To Steinberger. Right back out this time up on top. Now to Ulrich. She loses it, and we got a reach and foul. We're going to be called here now on Ulrich. Ulrich trying to get Norby that time, and Ulrich is guilty of the foul. Ainsley picks up her first with 3:36 left to go here in the first half. Both teams have two fouls here thus far this quarter. Inbounds pass to Peterson to the front court. Basket to our right. She is on the top of the key. Gets it to Norby on the high post. Right side. Norby will stop and launch a three. No good. Rebound. Porish up and no good. And she's fouled and she'll go to the free throw line. Porish will go to the free throw line. Guilty of that one for North Union. It will be Shaylee Walters, her first, the team's third of the quarter. And now Porish at the free throw line. First of two for Porish is good. Amelia Porish now up to four, 16-12. St. Ansgar up on top. Second free throw coming up here now for Amelia Porish. That one is up. That one is no good. Rebound fought for and taken by Bierstedt North Union. Off to Walters. To the front court. Basket to our left. Getting it back out to Ulrich for three. Left side. Got it. Ainsley Ulrich, a much needed three right there for the Warriors. She's got nine. Warriors back to within one, 16-15. Here's Porish driving, shooting, no good. And the ball's going to end up going out of bounds back to North Union. North Union basketball, well, now they're going to, the officials change their minds and say it's going to be St. Ansgar basketball. St. Ansgar basketball now with 3:04 left to go here now in the first half. St. Ansgar with a 16-15 lead, inbounds pass. Shot put up underneath this time is good for Cruz. Cruz now up to 5, 18-15. Warrior lead, I should say Warrior deficit to 3. With it now is Walters. Walters finding a seam, getting it off to Steinberger. Up on top, Cummins. Cummins will try a 3, no good, out of bounds. Back to St. Ansgar. St. Ansgar basketball, 2:44 left to go in the first half. St. Ansgar 18 and North Union 15. Inbounds pass this time going to be going to Peterson. Peterson to the front court. Basket to our right. Going to go back out this time to Norby on the high post. Right side. Cross court pass now to Porish. And stolen away by Bierstedt. Off to Ulrich. Ulrich. Three on one break. Ulrich is no good with the shot and a foul called this time on Peterson. Peterson getting here with the body that time. That's going to be her first. And the team's third. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Ainsley Ulrich for North Union with 2:28 left to go in the first half and a three-point lead for St. Ansgar. Make that a two-point lead for St. Ansgar as Ulrich gets that one to drop. 18-16. Krein will come out. Back in is Johnston here now for St. Ansgar. Second free throw coming up for Ulrich is good. She makes them both. Ulrich makes two clutch free throws. 18-17 now. Warriors back to within one. Over to Norby now. She will take the baseline. Looking underneath and right there to take it away is Ulrich. Ulrich now with it to the front court. Basket to our left. She goes out this time to Cummins on the right wing. Cummins up on top to Ulrich. Ulrich here now with it. Looking underneath. Shot put up is in and out. No good for Walters. Rebound taken by Peterson to the front court. Basket to our right. Peterson drives, shoots, and scores. Peterson shoots and scores. She's up to 7. It is 20-17 now. St. Ansgar up on top. Cummins up on top with it here now for North Union. Going to get it back off to Walters. Walters back over to Bierstedt for 3 for the tie. No good. Rebound up Steinberger. Back out to Ulrich. She tries a 3. That's no good. Rebound taken by Porish. We go the other way now. Warriors come out full court pressing. Off to Peterson now. Over on the right wing. Peterson now with it up on top now to Porish. She shoots from the free throw line. That's no good. Rebound Cummins, North Union. Cummins off to Walters. Walters to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Walters getting it off now to Steinberger to Walters. Walters for a 3 for the tie again. No good. Rebound. Bierstedt. She shoots. That's no good. And she's hacked on the inside. And she'll pick up a couple of free throws here for North Union. Guilty of that one. Well, I believe will be Cruz. And it is on Cruz. Cruz picks up her first and a pair of free throws for Macy Bierstedt here now for North Union. First one for Macy is off the back of the iron. No good. Nielsen will be in, Steinberger out, Krein back in, and Porish coming out here now for St. Ansgar. Second free throw coming up here now for Macy Bierstedt here now for North Union. That one is up. That one is good. Bierstedt gets that one to drop in. She's got 4. 20-18, North Union down by 2 with a minute 10 left to go in the first half. Up on top with it here now is Peterson. Back now to Norby on the high post, right side. Norby looks at a 3. Now she'll try one. No good. Rebound. Johnston, shot put up and in. Johnston, shot put up and in. Nobody there for a rebound here for North Union on that one. And Johnston gets that one to drop. She's got four. And it's 22-18. With it here now is going to be Cummins. Cummins back out this time to Nielsen. Nielsen up on top. Walters. Walters is going to fire back out to Cummins on the right side. Up on top here now to Walters. Back now to Nielsen. Turnaround jump shot. Nielsen is good. Nielsen gets one to drop. That's her first deuce of the night. 22-20. Warriors deficit down to 2:24 seconds left to go in the first half. Up on top, Peterson. Peterson will try a three-pointer. That is going to be no good. Rebound taken by Ulrich. Front court basket to our left. Going to go for one here. Here is Walters, top of the key. Walters goes to the high post right side. Walters looking. Now gets it off to Cummins. Cummins on the high post left side. Back over to Walters. Walters to Bierstedt. Wide open. Three is good at the buzzer. Bierstedt with a three at the buzzer. And Bierstedt puts that three down. She's got seven. And North Union will go to the locker room with a 23-22 lead over St. Ansgar. We'll take a break, and we will come back with a look at our numbers here coming up after we take this three-minute timeout. You're listening to Warrior Regional Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attendant prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Don't let your engine slow you down. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they have the Senex Premium Lubricants you need to keep your operation running smoothly. Looking for storage solutions? They've got that too. With diverse bulk storage offerings, they can find something tailored for your needs. Plus, they'll deliver lubricants straight to your door. Don't miss the oil and grease sale now through February 28th. Save big on all oil, grease products, and bulk oil storage. Stop by one of the New Way K&H Cooperative locations today or visit them online at newway-knh.com. Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
I'm Dr. Jordan Senzel. Dr. Alexis and I would like to extend a warm welcome to our Mapleton Clinic. At Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic, we want to help you conquer your shoulder, knee, back, neck, and neuropathy pains. Our clinic has the latest tools, including shockwave therapy, to assist you on your journey to optimal health. Experience the difference at Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic, where an innovative vision for health meets a healthier you. Find us at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Back here in St. Ansgar, again, our halftime score, North Union 23 and St. Ansgar 22 as Macy Bierstedt hits a three at the buzzer to put North Union up on top at the half here, 23-22. As you take a look at the first half numbers here from St. Ansgar, they look something like this. For St. Ansgar, 4 points for Amelia Porish, 7 points for Kenzie Peterson, 4 for J.C. Johnston, and 2 for McKenna Norby, as well as 5 here for Lindsay Cruz, a total of 22 points for St. Ansgar. Now for North Union, we have these unofficial numbers. Sheely Walters with 3, 2 for Hannah Nielsen, 7 for Macy Bierstedt, and 11 thus far for Ainsley Ulrich, a total of 23 points here for North Union. North Union 23, St. Ansgar 22. We'll have more at the half coming up here in 3 minutes here on 98 Country.
Here's a question for you. How do you know if you're banking at the best place for you? Ask yourself, are you getting great service from people you like? Are you getting great rates on your deposits? Can you open accounts online? Is the mobile banking app fast and easy to use? Do you feel appreciated? At Bank Midwest, we check all those boxes because everything we do is all about you. It's not only what we do, but how we do it. Bank Mid how? Bank Midwest. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chris Hart with Cornerstone Insurance Services. Farmers, whether your operation consists of raising corn and soybeans, custom feeding livestock, or other business ventures such as selling seed, manure hauling, or doing some commercial trucking, we can help. Our agents' farm experience and insurance knowledge help you sort through your property and liability exposures. We look for gaps and overlaps in coverage and place you with a company that pays claims and pays them timely. Visit us online at www.cornerstoneinsuranceservice.com or call us anytime at 515-272-0020.
Tina Jaskolke from Clipper It Up in Sway City specializes in men's and boys' haircuts, including flat tops and military high-end tights, and has over 15 years barbershop experience. Walk-ins only, no appointments are necessary. Clipper It Up is open Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursdays 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Fridays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the first Saturday of the month from 9 a.m. to noon. Clipper It Up on Highway 9 in Sway City. Stay up to date with your hometown events with the help of Stateline Publications. Stateline Publications is the publisher for the Armstrong Journal, the Bancroft Register, the Ringstead Dispatch, and the Sway City Herald Press. Each week you'll find full coverage of North Union school activities. If you miss the action, you can catch it in your hometown newspaper. You'll also find local news and events, along with a community calendar, church notes, birth announcements, obituaries, and so much more. Subscribe today at Stateline Publications. At Stateline Publications, we've got you covered.
Sometimes it's what you don't get at the bank that counts. For example, when applying for a loan, you don't want to go through a pile of red tape. If you're a Bank Plus customer, you already have an established record with the bank, so it'll be easier to make a prompt decision on your loan needs. You don't get a hassle at Bank Plus, just the services you need. Bank Plus, offices in Sway City, Esterville, Ledyard, and Grettinger for your convenience. Member FDIC.
If you're craving a delicious home-cooked meal, then head on down to Johansson's Cafe in Bancroft. Enjoy their great daily specials, along with burgers, ribeyes, sandwiches, salads, pizzas, and so much more, along with their favorite cocktails and beers from their bar. The kitchen is open from 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and Saturdays and Sundays from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy a great meal soon at Johansson's Cafe in Bancroft.
Baskey Sales and Service is proud of the service and quality cars they have to offer. ASC certified mechanic Chuck Baskey has over 40 years of experience. He's a mechanic you can trust like a member of your own family. Along with being the largest snapper and hustler dealer in the area, Baskey's can get you into that perfect car or truck. Baskey Sales and Service of Bancroft, your friend in the car business. Located 2 miles north and 1.5 miles west on Blacktop A38. The Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company is proud to call Fenton home and keeping the community connected for over 100 years. They've worked hard to ensure their exchange is part of the extensive fiber networks in rural Iowa, providing fast and reliable internet, telephone, and communication services, along with friendly local support by calling 515-889-2785. The Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company, bringing you the best.
Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong is your full-service, locally owned and operated insurance agency. Stop in and visit with them about auto, business, farm, home, and crop insurance. They're devoted to the best insurance coverage for the least amount of money.
Give them a call at 712-868-4450 or stop by their office along Highway 9 in Armstrong Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. or by appointment. Good luck, Warriors, from Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong. Ringtel Communications has been providing you with great communication services for over 100 years. They're your leading provider of communications needs for broadband internet, along with digital and new technology for television. They serve Ringsted, Armstrong, and Sway City with great customer service and no contracts needed for their products and services. You can even bundle your services for additional savings. Ringtel Communications of Ringsted, Armstrong, and Sway City, traditional service, progressive technology. In 1956, a Northwest Iowa farmer built his own PTO-powered grinder mixer. Arthur Lescombe's invention marked the beginning of Artsway manufacturing. Now the company has a full product line as reliable as Art's first-ever grinder mixer. Art's way of doing things inspired a focused, independent, and straightforward practice of equipping producers with the highest standard of manure spreaders, forage boxes, high dump, bale processors, graders, land planes, sugar beet harvesters, and yes, grinder mixers. Art's Way Manufacturing of Armstrong.
A small town atmosphere is what your child will be part of at North Union Schools. Here's Superintendent Travis Schuler.
The most unique thing about us is that we're a combination of seven smaller communities that all come together to form North Union. We take that small community pride, and that just comes directly into our school district and provides a unique thing for all students.
North Union Schools, building a foundation for lifelong learning.
And we are back in St. Ansgar. We're just about set to get the second half underway here from St. Ansgar tonight. Again, our halftime score, North Union 23, St. Ansgar 22. North Union will have the ball to begin the second half here, as it will be Ainsley Ulrich. The inbounds pass this time off to Walters, and she's in the front court basket to our right. Walters back inside to Steinberger. Back out to Walters. Walters for three, no good. Rebound, Bierstedt, nice, easy shot up and in. Macy now up to nine. It's now 25-22. North Union up on top. Peterson off to Norby now on the left wing. Norby to Cruz in the left corner. Back now to Norby. Norby looking, looking. The Warriors got the inside pretty well packed. Norby will go in, however, find a seam and open up and shoot and score. So Norby gets that one to drop. She's got four. 25-24, North Union up on top. Here's Nielsen back out to Bierstedt for three again. In and out, no good. Rebound, tie-up. Alternating possession will go back to St. Ansgar with 7:17 left to go here now in the third quarter. North Union hanging on to a 25-24 lead over St. Ansgar. The Saints have it. Peterson to the front court, basket to our left. Peterson on the high post, right side, as she will go now back out now to Norby. Norby here now with it for the Saints. Out to the left wing. Norby will drive, go in, shoot, shot blocked by Steinberger. Rebound taken by Walters. Down court to Ulrich. Nice, easy layup, and she blows it. She blows the layup, and the ball going to go out of bounds off of North Union. It goes back to St. Ansgar with 6:54 left to go here. That would have been a beautiful play if she didn't shoot that layup too hard. With a basketball now, Peterson in the front court. Basket to our left. Gets it to Norby now in the left wing. Norby heading to the left corner here now with it. Back off to Peterson on the high post. Peterson with it here now. Goes back to the top of the key now. To Johnston, high post, right side. Cross court pass Norby, high post, left side. Back inside Cruz. Cruz to Johnston, shoots, no good. She's fouled that time by Nielsen. Hannah picks up her first with 6.5 left to go here now in the third quarter. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for J.C. Johnston, the 5'10" junior here for St. Ansgar with 6.5 left to go third quarter. First free throw is good, and we're tied at 25. Second free throw here for J.C. Johnston coming up. As she takes a couple of dribbles. That one is up. That one is good. Johnston now with six. Saints back up on top, 26-25, as it will be Walters in the front court. Basket to our right. Walters will drive, bring it right back up on top to Steinberger. Back to Walters now on the right side. Going to get it back out now to Steinberger. Loose basketball, but she gets it and now gets it off to Ulrich. Ulrich will go in, shoot, and she'll draw the foul, and she'll go to the free throw line. I believe J.C. Johnston guilty of that one, and she is. J.C. just picking up her third personal with 6:10 left to go third quarter. And Ulrich will see if she can get the game tied or get the lead back for the Warriors. First free throw is good, and we're tied. Ulrich now with 12, 26-26. Second free throw coming up here now for Ainsley Ulrich. For the lead right here, and no good. Rebound taken here by Cruz for St. Ansgar. Off to Peterson to the front court. Basket to our left. Peterson guarded heavily by Ulrich. She's going to end up going now to the right corner. Now giving it off now to Norby up on top. Norby now with it. Bounce pass inside Johnston. Back out to Norby. Norby will try a three and drain it. Norby drains the three-pointer. She's got seven, and it's now 29-26. St. Ansgar up on top. With it here is Eva Steinberger. Goes back out this time to Bierstedt on the left wing. Bierstedt now with it. Going to be going to Nielsen. Back up on top this time to Walters. To Bierstedt now on the left wing. Up on top this time here now to Walters. Walters will find an opening. Go in. Shoot. Partially blocked. Loose basketball picked up by Peterson to the front court. Basket to our left here now. Peterson off to Porish. Porish in the high post right side. Cross-court pass this time. Going to be going down to Norby. Norby will drive in. Shot blocked by Steinberger. That's two blocked shots by Steinberger. Down court pass to Walters. Walters gets it off to Ulrich. Ulrich from three. Got it! It did not look good at first, I didn't think, but Ulrich got it to drop, and we're tied at 29. 4:58 left to go in the third quarter. Peterson with it. Off to Norby on the left wing. Norby here now with it. Here for St. Ansgar up on top to Peterson. Peterson here now with it. Going to go out to the right wing here now. Going to shoot a long two. It's no good. Rebound taken by Bierstedt, North Union. With it here now is Walters. Front court basket to our right this time on the high post left side. Gets it up on top now to Bierstedt to Steinberger. Back to Bierstedt. Bierstedt, NBA three. No good. Rebound. Shot put up at. Is no good that time. And a foul from behind. Going to be called here now on Nielsen. Hannah Nielsen guilty of the push that time. It's going to be her second with 4:24 left to go in the third quarter. 29-29 tie North Union and St. Ansgar. Peterson up to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Back out to Norby on the left wing. Norby here now with it. Looks at a three again. Doesn't take it. Off to Peterson. Peterson looking inside to Johnston to Cruz underneath. She shoots and she's fouled by Bierstedt. And Cruz will go to the free throw line for St. Ansgar. 4:07 left to go, third quarter. 29-29 tie, a defensive battle here thus far tonight in St. Ansgar. First of two for Cruz is up and off the back of the iron, no good. Second free throw coming up here now for Lindsey Cruz, 6'2" junior here now for the St. Ansgar Saints. She takes a few dribbles, shot is up and good. Cruz up to six here now, 30-29. St. Ansgar up on top with it here now is going to be Ulrich. Ulrich off to Walters. Now to Nielsen now in the left corner. Nielsen takes the baseline, gets it off to Bierstedt on the left wing. Now this time here to Walters. Walters back over to Bierstedt left wing. Bierstedt up on top Walters. Walters will try a three. That's no good. Rebound taken this time now by Johnston for St. Ansgar to the front court. Basket to our left. We got a timeout called here now by the Saints, and we'll step aside as well with 3:39 left to go in the third quarter. And our score, St. Ansgar 30, North Union 29. Back with more from St. Ansgar in 1 minute.
Meet your friends for food and fun at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft. They're open for dine-in and to-go orders Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4 p.m. You can order your favorites off the menu, including steaks, pizzas, sandwiches, and so much more. See their Facebook page each week for their nightly specials. They also have a party room available for your special occasions. Call them for your takeout orders or to reserve the party room at 515-885-0008. They look forward to seeing you at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft.
If you're looking for higher yield and greater insight, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft. DeKalb focuses their energies on doing all they can to move your corn expectations forward by improving performance no matter the challenge. That mission has made them an industry leader for over 100 years. For over 40 years, Astro has been committed to helping farmers get the most consistent performance from their soybean acres through innovations in seed and high yield practices. For more information, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft.
3:39 left to go. Third quarter. St. Ansgar 30, North Union 29. Norby has it for the Saints on the high post left side. Norby here now with it. Looking. Not going to go to Cruz. Cruz with it here now. Back out to Peterson. Peterson will drive. Shoot, and she's fouled again. Cruz will go to the free throw line, and let's see the foul going to be called here for North Union. It's going to be on Walters, her second, with 3:25 left to go in the third. And Peterson this time at the free throw line for St. Ansgar. First one is up and no good off the back of the iron. Second free throw coming up here now for Kenzie Peterson, the 5'8" senior here for the Saints tonight. Peterson's second free throw is coming up. That one is up and in and out and back in again for Peterson. Peterson now with 8. 31-29, North Union down by 2, 3:20 and counting left to go third quarter. Here's Steinberger off out of Walters. Walters over to Bierstead now on the left wing. Bierstead brings it right back up on top. Now goes back to Walters on the wing. Going to go back inside to Nielsen. Nielsen dribbles, shoots, no good. Rebound Cruz here for St. Ansgar, and Nielsen gets the push and is called for the foul. That's going to be 3 on Nielsen with 3:04 left to go here in the third quarter. That is foul number 5 on the Warriors here in the quarter. That means it's free throw time for St. Ansgar with 3:04 left to go. And Lindsey Cruz at the free throw line here for a pair. She's got 6. First one is up and good. She's got 7. Subtime. Cummins back in here now for Nielsen for North Union. 32-29. St. Ansgar up by 3. Second free throw for Cruz is up and no good. Rebound taken by Bierstead, North Union, off the Walters. To the front court, basket to our right here this time. Out on the left wing now will be Cummins. Cummins looking for Bierstead up on top. Walters will launch a 3 for the tie. In and out. It's back in again. Walters gets the tie and a timeout on the court taken here by North Union. Walters gets the tie and timeout by North Union with 2:49 left to go in the third. 32-32 tie North Union and St. Ansgar. Back with more in 1 minute.
Craig Penning and Company CPAs of Algona and Bancroft has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Their expertise ranges from basic tax management and accounting services to more in-depth services such as financial statements and financial planning. By combining their expertise, experience, and the team mentality of their staff, they assure you that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. Give them a call at 515-295-9426 in Algona or 515-885-2723 in Bancroft. Craig Penning and Company, CPAs of Algona and Bancroft.
Dietering Brothers in Bancroft invites you to take a look at the Landall 6231 Tandem Disc. Equipped with an aggressive 20-degree front gang angle and standard concavity blades with approximately 210 pounds of weight per blade. This enables the unit to penetrate tough ground conditions and mix heavy residue while still doing an excellent job of finished disking. Backed by a 3-year warranty, it will prove to be a wise investment. Stop in and see the Landall 6231 disc at Dietering Brothers in Bancroft.
Back of the action. Peterson now has it over on the right wing up on top this time to Norby. Norby with a basketball for St. Ansgar. Off now to Porish. Now back to Cruz on the high post. Going to get right back up on top. Norby will try a 3. That one is good. Norby drains a 3-pointer. She's got a couple of those in the quarter. A total of 10. 35-32. Here's Walters on the top. Fires back out to Cummins. She'll try a 3. Left wing and drain it. Walter Cummins reacts with a 3 of her own. And it's now a 35-35 tie. Norby now with it on the left wing. Looking now back inside Johnston. Shot put up by Johnston. No good. Rebound Bierstead, and she's fouled by Johnston. Johnston reaching in on Bierstead that time. And Johnston with foul number 4 here for St. Ansgar with a minute 59 left to go. Fryne will come back in for Johnston here as she'll have to sit down with 4 fouls. Minute 59 left to go in the third. Inbounds pass Ulrich back to Walters. To the front court. Basket to our right this time. Walters top of the key for North Union. Finds an opening. Tries to go in. Shoot, no good. Rebound taken here now by Forish. Porish, I should say. We've got a shot underneath and a foul going to be called here now on North Union. Warriors guilty of that one. Guilty of that one. Macy Bierstead, her second, and a pair of free throws coming up here now for Lindsay Cruz here for St. Ansgar. 35-35 tie. First one of two for Cruz is up and good. Cruz now up to eight. 36-35. Second free throw coming up here now for Cruz. She takes a couple dribbles. Free throw is up and good. She makes them both. Up to nine for Cruz. 37-35. St. Ansgar by two. A minute 39 left to go in the third. Here's Steinberger looking inside. Walters draws the foul. Cruz fouls her, and Walters will go to the free throw line. Cruz will pick up her second. Shaylee Walters heading to the free throw line here now for North Union with 94 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Walters' first free throw is in and out, no good. Second free throw coming up here now for Shaylee Walters with 94 seconds left to go in the third. Walters' second free throw is no good, and the rebound taken here now by St. Ansgar. With it here now is Peterson to the front court. Basket to our left. Back out to Porish. Porish will try a three and drain it. Porish drains a three-pointer that time. She's up to seven. It's now 40-35. This is probably the biggest lead of the ball game here for St. Ansgar. Up on top here now is Bierstead. Off to Cummins. Cummins with the basketball. Now to Walters. Walters top of the key here now for North Union to reset the offense. Off to Cummins. Cummins here now with it. Going to get it back off this time to Ulrich. Back to Walters. Back to Steinberger. Back to Walters for three. No good. Rebound taken here now. Tie up. Yes, alternating possession will end up going back to North Union with 54.6 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Warriors down by five, 40-35. Walters inbounds pass goes to Steinberger in the left wing. Now left corner now to Walters. Walters to Steinberger. Steinberger back out to Ulrich. She'll try a three. No good. Rebound taken here now by Frayne for St. Ansgar. Frayne off to Peterson. Front court basket to our left here this time. Frayne, I should say Peterson with it now. On the high post up on top to Norby. Norby with the basketball here now for St. Ansgar. There's about a 6 second clock difference between the shot and game clock. Norby now with it over on the left wing. Norby with it. Cross-court pass goes back over to Porish. Porish will drive, shoot, and score again. Amelia Porish now up to nine, 42-35. 10 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Here's Walters top of the key. Walters will try a three. No good. Rebound taken by Cruz. That's the end of the third quarter. Our score after three. St. Ansgar 42, North Union 35. Fourth quarter from St. Ansgar in a minute on 98 Country.
McGregor Accounting in Armstrong provides income tax preparation, accounting, payroll, and sales tax services. They specialize in accounting for farmers, truckers, and businesses. Barb, Amy, and Julia can answer your questions and assist you with your accounting needs. Call them at 712-868-3943 at McGregor Accounting in Armstrong. When you choose Pioneer Brand Seed, you get three things that go great together. Elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing. Put them all together and then add in the expertise of your local authorized Pioneer sales representative, Dustin Goroskowski, and you have the prescription for keeping your yields on the leading edge for your area. To learn more, contact Dustin Goroskowski, serving the Sway City and Armstrong areas at 507-848-0653. Pioneer, what's next happens here.
Back here in St. Ansgar. 7-point lead for St. Ansgar, 42-35. With a basketball here now is Norby up on top to Peterson. Peterson here now with it. Going to go back this time here now and go back inside to Cruz. Cruz back out to Norby. Now to Porish. She takes the baseline from the left side, shoots, and no good. And a foul called on Ava Steinberger. Ava picking up now her third with 7:39 left to go in the game. Porish at the free throw line here for two. Porish has nine. That one is up and good. Porish now with 10. 43-35. Second free throw coming up here now for Porish. That is up and no good. Rebound taken by Steinberger, North Union, off to Walters in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Walters here now with it, getting it off to Ulrich on the left side. Ulrich now with it, gets it off now to Cummins. Cummins, high post. Now she will go out to the left wing here now with it. Looking back inside, Steinberger can't hang on to it. And it'll be a takeaway here now with Porish in the front court. Basket to our left for St. Ansgar. Off to Peterson. Peterson now with it. Up on top to Norby on the high post, left side. Norby here now with it. Going to be getting it now to Frein. Frein back out to Porish. Porish for three from the left side. No good. Rebound. And we're going to have a foul over the back that time on Frein. And Frein picks up that foul. That's her first. 7 minutes left to go in the game. St. Ansgar 43, North Union 35. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going here now to Ulrich to the front court. Basket to our right this time. Ulrich with the basketball. Getting it up to Cummins now on the high side. High post left side. Up on top now to Walters. Underneath shot put up by Bierstedt is no good. Rebound taken by North Union. Bounce pass off to Cummins. Cummins for three. Left corner is no good. Rebound taken here now by Cruz for St. Ansgar. Cruz getting it back off to Norby. Norby down court and a timeout called here by the Saints. And it'll be a 30-second timeout with 6.5 left to go in the game. St. Ansgar 43, North Union 35. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center. Let our local team of caregivers get you on the fast track to recovery. Are you a student athlete? Our physical therapy team is ready to get you back in the game. Have you had a procedure done in an out-of-town facility? Come home to recover at KRHC with our skilled care program. Our occupational therapy team is ready to get you back to the task of daily living. Recovering in the comfort of your own home has never been easier. Our home health staff can bring skilled care and therapy services right to your door. Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center in Algona, Iowa.
Your home for health care.
6:30 left to go in the game. St. Ansgar 43, North Union 35. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going out of Frein. Frein back out and out of Peterson. In the front court. Basket to our left. And we've got a quick timeout called here now by St. Ansgar. As possible tie-up. But St. Ansgar gets the timeout. We'll step aside as well. 6:23 left to go in the game. St. Ansgar 43. North Union 35. Back with more again in 30 seconds.
Is your vehicle in need of body work? Then come on down to Hamilton Auto Body of Titanka, your locally owned and operated body shop serving you since 1976. They do collision repair, glass repair, and plastic welding along with PPG paints to make your vehicle look as good as new. With cars available while your vehicle is being repaired. Call 515-928-2213 or stop by and see Shannon Brandt or Aaron Aukus at Hamilton Auto Body of Titanka, where we keep you moving even when your car doesn't.
Back of the action now. With it inside is Frein. Turn around, jump shot. Frein is good. Alexis Frein has her first two of the night. 45-35. St. Ansgar opening up a 10-point lead over North Union. With it here is Walters. Back inside this time. Shot put up by Cummins. Is blocked that time by Frein. And Frein makes contact with her wrist, and she's called for the foul. Frein picking up her second. Cummins to the free throw line for a pair. She has yet to score here tonight for North Union is Alexis Cummins. First free throw is up and no good. Second free throw coming up here now for Alexis Cummins, a 5'10" sophomore for North Union. North Union better get going here. They're down by 10. Here's a second free throw again. No good. Rebound Cruz for St. Ansgar. Off now to Porish, back to Peterson. Front court basket to our left this time. Porish now with it. We got ourselves a foul called here now on North Union. Foul called here on the Warriors. Guilty of that one. It will be Ainsley Ulrich, her second, with 5:53 left to go in the game. North Union down by 10, 45-35. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going out of Peterson to the front court. Basket to our left. Now off to Norby. Norby. Over on the right baseline, up on top here now to Cruz. Now turnaround jump shot for Frein from the free throw line. No good. Rebound taken here now by Walters. Front court basket to our right. Here's a three for Ulrich. No good again. Rebound coming. She goes out to the left wing. Up on top here this time. Here's a three for Walters. That's no good. Rebound. This time going to be going to Steinberger. Back out now to Macy Bierstedt. Taken by Cummins. She'll try a three again and drain it. Cummins drains a three. That's her first points of the night. 45-38, 7-point lead for St. Ansgar. Here's Cruz with it now. Going to get it off to Norby. Norby with the basketball. She will drive in. She will shoot. Blocked that time by Steinberger. That's her third block shot thus far tonight. Norby knocks it out of bounds off of Walters. And going to go back here now to North Union. Frying coming out. Johnston back in with four fouls here now for St. Ansgar with 4:59 left to go in the game. Inbounds pass Cummins back to Walters. To the front court, basket to our right. This time is Walters. Walders with it. Off to Steinberger on the high post. Right side up on top this time now to Walders. Walders will find an opening. Gets it back out to Ulrich. Ulrich top of the key. Out to Cummins. Cummins now out to the left wing. Off to Bierstedt. Up on top, Walders. She shoots a three. No good again. Rebound. Bierstedt back up. That's no good. We've got ourselves a takeaway from Cummins. She puts it up. That's no good. And she's fouled and she'll go to the free throw line. Cummins will go to the free throw line. Getting the hack that time will be Amelia Porish, her third, with 4:29 left to go in the game. Cummins at the free throw line. Two much needed free throws here. Cummins' first free throw is no good. Second free throw now for Cummins here for North Union. She takes a couple dribbles. That one is up and good. Cummins gets it to drop. She's got four. Timeout for the Warriors. 4:29 left to go in the game. St. Ansgar 45, North Union 39. Back with more in 30 seconds.
Bancroft Implement is part of the Red Power team. They're a family-owned 10-location Case IH dealership. Each Red Power location offers new and used Case IH equipment and a full parts sales and service department. In their shop or on the farm, the Red Power team will make sure you're running in the field efficiently and consistently. They sell and service tractors, combines, tillage and hay equipment, skid steers, and so much more. Stop into Bancroft Implement today or visit them online at redpowerteam.com.
Back here in St. Ansgar, school announcement just in. North Union will be 2 hours late tomorrow. There will be no early out for professional development. So North Union schools will be 2 hours late tomorrow, and there will be no early out for professional development. It is St. Ansgar basketball. Down court pass. Knocked away that time by Steinberger, but she's going to put her body into one of the Saints, and it's called for the foul. Steinberger, nope. Steinberger, I have her for four. The scoreboard says three. We'll go with three. Tie up now. Alternating possession will end up going back to North Union as it'll be Ulrich tying up with Peterson. It'll go back to North Union. North Union down by six with 4:20 left to go in the game. 45-39. Inbounds pass this time goes to Walters. Over to Cummins. Up on top, Walters. To Cummins on the right wing. Back inside to Steinberger. Up on top, Walters for three. No good as it bounced around on the rebound taken here now by Porish for St. Ansgar. Porish has it. Now back off to Johnston. Johnston right over to Norby in the front court. Basket to our right. Norby here with it. Up on top to Johnston. Johnston to Peterson. Peterson back at center circle. Back now to Norby. Norby high post left side. Norby now with it. She will get it off this time now to Cruz. Cruz up on top, Peterson. Peterson, tie up, oh, and a takeaway now by Walters. Walters will go all the way, puts the shot up and in. Walters now with eight. Warriors back to within four, 45-41. With it here now, it's going to be Norby. We've got ourselves a foul called here now on Ulrich. Ulrich guilty of the foul. And Ulrich here now with three, with 3:25 left to go here in the game. 45-41, St. Ansgar on top. They were up as much as 10. Now the lead cut to four. Johnston inbounds pass this time. Going to be going out of Norby. Norby down court again. Now to Peterson. Peterson here now with it over on the right wing. Peterson now inside to Cruz, and she's fouled here now by... She's fouled here now by... Macy Bierstedt for her third. Warrior fans wanted to travel under there. And Cruz at the free throw line for a pair. She's got 9 here thus far. First one up for Cruz is good. She's got 10. 46-41. 3:13 left to go in the game. Second free throw coming up here now for Lindsey Cruz here now for St. Ansgar. That one is up. That one is no good. The rebound taken by Walters, North Union. We go the other way. Walters in the front court. Basket to our right. Off now to Bierstedt. Up on top to Walters. To Steinberger. Steinberger back out to Walters. Walters here now with it. Out to Bierstedt for 3. Right side is no good. Rebound taken here now by Porish for St. Ansgar. Porish down court to Norby. Norby down court to Peterson over on the right wing. Peterson here now with it for St. Ansgar. Off now to Norby. Top of the key. Norby gets it back off to Johnston. Johnston now with it. Drive. Shoots and she's fouled by Steinberger. Fouled by Steinberger. It'll be 4 on Steinberger with 2:41 left to go here in the ball game. And Johnston at the free throw line here now for St. Ansgar. She's got 6 here now. First one for Johnston is off the front of the iron. No good. Second free throw coming up here now for J.C. Johnston with 2:41 left to go in the game. St. Ansgar up on top here by 5, 46-41. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound taken here now by Ulrich to the front court. Basket to our right. She will drive. She will shoot. Again misses an easy layup. Rebounds her own shot. Back up and no good again. Rebound taken here now by St. Ansgar. 2:27 left to go. Stolen away by Walters. Walters will bring it down. Shoot. And the shot wouldn't have counted anyway, but a foul on the floor called here now on St. Ansgar. Guilty of that one here for the Saints is Norby, her second. Timeout called here by North Union. 2:22 left to go in the game. St. Ansgar 46, North Union 41. We're back with more from St. Ansgar in 1 minute on 98 Country.
Shane Fries from Fairmont, Minnesota. Been dealing with a severe tennis elbow for 3 or 4 years. Found it just very restrictive physically and really limited my everyday activity. It wasn't until I was at TAFE Wellness seeking chiropractic care that they suggested that I get a stem cell shot in my elbow for treatment. Weeks later, seeing great improvement really in my range of motion and pain. Actually, as of today, you know, I'm really pain-free. If anyone has like joint inflammation or is dealing with what I've dealt with, I would highly suggest TAFE Wellness and let them help you like they did me.
TAFE Wellness Center. Take charge of your health.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
Back to the action and a foul called here on Norby pushing off on Ulrich. Norby guilty of that one. Norby now picking up her third. 5 team fouls for both squads here in the fourth quarter. It's free throws the rest of the way for each foul on Ainsley Ulrich at the free throw line here now for North Union. First one is up and good. Ainsley gets it to drop. She's up to 18, 46-42. Second free throw for Ainsley Ulrich coming up here now for North Union. That one is up and no good. Rebound taken here by Porish. Porish gets that one off here this time. Down court, loose basketball, but picked up this time by Peterson over on the right wing, on the left wing, I should say. Peterson now going to be going now to Cruz. Back to Peterson. Right back up on top here now. To Norby, back to Peterson, inside out of Johnston, looking inside to Cruz, knocked out of bounds, and North Union fans wanting that one to go out of bounds back to North Union, and it'll be St. Ansgar basketball. Inbounds pass here this time will be taken here now by St. Ansgar off to Norby. Norby launches a 3, no good. Rebound taken again by Norby. Here's a shot for Johnston, no good. Rebound, Bierstedt for North Union. Back out this time here now to Walters, top of the key. Walters here now with it. Going to get it off this time to Cummins. Cummins back out to Bierstedt on the left wing. Right up, back up on top, Walters. Walters will drive in. Loose basketball picked up this time here now by Ulrich, and she's fouled from behind. Ulrich fouled from behind and going to the free throw line. Guilty of that one, Norby. Number four on Norby. Minute 28 left to go here in the game. St. Ansgar 46, North Union 42. And Ainsley Ulrich to the free throw line for a pair. Two crucial free throws coming up here now for Ainsley Ulrich here tonight. That one is up and good. Ulrich up to 19, 46-43. To bring the Warriors back to within two, Ulrich's free throw. This one is up and good. Ulrich now with 20, 46-44. Full court press applied here now by North Union. Johnston with it. Down court now up on top to Porish to Cruz. Cruz with it now. Back out to Porish for three, and she gets it. Porish drains a three. She's got 13, 49-44. Here's Ulrich, top of the key to answer with one of her own is no good. Rebound taken this time here now by Porish for St. Ansgar. Front court, basket to our left. Goes out to the right wing, not an Orby. Up on top, Peterson. Peterson now with it. We're under a minute left to go. Shot blocked that time here now by Steinberger, and that'll be it for Ava. Ava Steinberger fouls out with no points. And coming in for her, Hannah Nielsen, with 55.1 seconds left to go here in the contest. St. Ansgar can pretty much put it away here with a couple of free throws. Up 49-44 at the free throw line here now will be Kenzie Peterson. And Kenzie Peterson with her first free throw coming up. That one is up and good. Kenzie Peterson now with 9. 49-44. Second free throw coming up here now for Peterson. That one is up and good. Peterson makes that one. She's got 10. 51-44. 55 seconds left to go in the game. Walders, top of the key. She launches a long three. No good. Rebound taken here by Cruz for St. Ansgar. That should pretty much do it here. Gets it off to Norby. Norby with it here. Now to Johnston, and a foul from behind now on Ulrich. Trying to bat it away as Ulrich will pick up her fourth foul. Two free throws coming up here for J.C. Johnston with 39.3 seconds left to go in the game. And a seven-point lead for St. Ansgar. First one is up and off the back of the iron. No good. Second free throw coming up here now for J.C. Johnston here for St. Ansgar. And she takes a couple dribbles. Free throw is up and good. Johnston makes that one. She's got 7, 52-44, 38 seconds left to go. St. Ansgar up on top. Here's a three for Walders. Again, no good. Rebound, Bierstedt. Back out to Walders. She'll try another three and banks it off the glass and in. And a timeout called here now by Merle Tigas. Walders gets the three and a timeout. With 27 seconds left to go in the game, St. Ansgar 52, North Union 47. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
7 seconds left to go in the game. St. Ansgar 52, North Union 47. Inbounds pass attempted this time here now by Johnston here for the Saints. Warriors again come up with that full court press. Johnston inbounds pass goes to Norby to the front court basket to our left. Norby back out now, and we've got a foul called here on North Union. Walders guilty of that one. Number three on Shaley. 22.7 left to go. Free throws coming up here now for McKenna Norby. That one, first one is good. McKenna now with 11. 53-47. 53-47. St. Ansgar up on top. Second free throw for Norby will go up and good. Makes it now a three-possession game, 54-47. 20 seconds left to go. Walders launching a long three. No good. That's going to go out of bounds. Back here now to St. Ansgar with 14.3 seconds left to go in the game. And it looks like St. Ansgar will pick up the win here tonight. Johnston inbounds pass this time. Going to be going to Peterson. Peterson fouled now by Cummins in that far corner. Cummins picking up her second with 11.9 left to go in the game. St. Ansgar 54, North Union 47. And St. Ansgar will move on to the next round of the region tournament coming up on Friday night. Peterson's first free throw is up and no good. Second free throw for Peterson coming up with 11.9 seconds left to go. St. Ansgar 54, North Union 47. That one is up and good for Peterson. Peterson gets that one to drop. She's got 11. 55-47. Walters with it. Goes back out to Bierstedt for three. Shot no good. 6 seconds. Cruz gets the rebound. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. 1 second. And that is it. Final score, St. Ansgar 55, North Union 47. And we'll be coming back with our post-game festivities here from St. Ansgar in 2 minutes. You're listening to Warrior Regional Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
Stateline Cooperative recognizes area FFA chapters as we celebrate National FFA Week. Their mission is to make a positive difference in the lives of students by developing their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agricultural education. We appreciate students, faculty, alumni, and supporters of FFA. These students represent agriculture as future leaders of the industry. Stateline wishes you all success as you develop your individual talents and tools necessary to achieve your goals. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD, committed to care. Committed to you.
Don't let your engine slow you down. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they have the Senex Premium Lubricants you need to keep your operation running smoothly. Looking for storage solutions? They've got that too. With diverse bulk storage offerings, they can find something tailored for your needs. Plus, they'll deliver lubricants straight to your door. Don't miss the oil and grease sale now through February 28th. Save big on all oil, grease products, and bulk oil storage. Stop by one of the New Way K&H Cooperative locations today or visit them online at newway-knh.com.
Back here in St. Ansgar as the St. Ansgar Saints knock off the North Union Warriors tonight. Final score 55-47 as we take a look at the final numbers here. First of all, here now for St. Ansgar, we have 13 points for Amelia Porish, 11 for Kenzie Peterson, 7 for Casey Johnston, 12 points for McKenna Norby, 2 for Alexis Frain, and 10 for Lindsey Cruz. A total of 55 points here for the St. Ansgar Saints. We'll move on with a 17-5 record. Now for North Union, we have these numbers. 11 for Shaylee Walters, 4 for Alexis Cummins, 20 for Ainsley Ulrich, 9 for Macy Bierstedt, and 2 for Hannah Nielsen. A total of 47 points. And North Union will fall short 55-47 and close out their season tonight at 15-9. We'll take one final timeout and wrap everything up from St. Ansgar in a moment here on 98 Country.
Revocable Living Trust, Healthcare Directive, Power of Attorney. The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson work with these and other estate planning tools that can be used to benefit you. The attorneys are available to help you establish your estate planning priorities and then use the tools that will create and implement your estate plan. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
I'm Dr. Jordan Senzel. Dr. Alexis and I would like to extend a warm welcome to our Mapleton Clinic. At Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, we want to help you conquer your shoulder, knee, back, neck, and neuropathy pains. Our clinic has the latest tools, including shockwave therapy, to assist you on your journey to optimal health. Experience the difference at Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, where an innovative vision for health meets a healthier you. Find us at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
And we are back here in St. Ansgar as the St. Ansgar Saints will move on in the region tournament to face either West Bend Mallard or Newman Catholic of Mason City. Back here in St. Ansgar coming up on Friday night at 7 with a 55-47 win over the North Union Warriors. And we want to pass these two school announcements on your way. North Iowa will be 2 hours late tomorrow. North Union will be 2 hours late with no early dismissal. So North Iowa, 2 hours late, and North Union, 2 hours late with no early dismissal here tomorrow. We move ahead now to Thursday as we have a little bit of a road trip ahead of us here. So we'll be going over to Marcus, Iowa, to bring you the matchup between North Union, 10 and 12. They'll be taking on the Royals of Marcus, Merritt, and Cleghorn, Remsen Union. They're 21-2, and they are tall over there. Their smallest guy is 6 foot tall. That's how tall they are over at MMCRU. So the Warriors will have their hands full with Marcus, Merritt, and Cleghorn, Remsen Union coming up Thursday night. We'll be on the air about 20-7 with the pregame show, 7 o'clock with tip-off of Iowa Boys District Basketball on Thursday right here on 98 Country as well as online at KBEW98Country.com. That's going to wrap things up here for us tonight from St. Ansgar. And North Union will graduate two seniors off of this year's squad, Ava Steinberger and Hannah Nielsen, but they have no juniors on their squad here this year, and lots of sophomores and freshmen, so they will be mostly a dominated junior and sophomore squad coming up here next year for the North Union Warriors. Again, they wrap up their season at 15-9. That's going to wrap things up here for us from St. Ansgar tonight. Our thanks to all of our wonderful North Union Sports Club sponsors for bringing you tonight's game. Thanks to Reese Fenske back at our studios in Blue Earth, and our thanks to you for listening here as well. Once again, the final score, the St. Ansgar Saints 55 and the North Union Warriors 47. For KBEW 98 Country and KBEW98Country.com Sports, I'm Royce Murrah saying good night from St. Ansgar.
You've been listening to North Union Warrior Tournament Sports, brought to you by Bank Midwest of Armstrong, Cornerstone Insurance Services of Sway City and Esterville, Clipper It Up of Sway City, Stateline Publications, Bank Plus of Sway City and Ledyard, Johansson's Cafe of Bancroft, Vasky Seals and Service of Bancroft, Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company, Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong, Ringtel Communications of Ringstead, Armstrong, and Sway City, Artsway Manufacturing Company of Armstrong, the North Union Community Schools, Main Street Pub of Bancroft, Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft, Greg Penning and Company CPAs of Algona and Bancroft, Dietering Brothers Implement of Bancroft, McGregor Accounting of Armstrong, Dustin Goroskowski, your Pioneer Seeds dealer, serving Armstrong and Sway City, Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, Kossuth Regional Health Center of Algona, Bancroft Implement, your certified Case IH dealer of Bancroft, Tate Wellness Center of Algona and Armstrong, East Chain LP Gas, Weaver's Other Store of Buffalo Center, Stateline Cooperative, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, United Hospital District, New Way K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson of Blue Earth and Wells, M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, and by Greg Heine, your Pioneer Seeds dealer of Delavan.
This has been a sports presentation of KBEW and KBEW98country.com Sports.
From the only station that matters.
We're breaking in. Free with New Country.
98 Country.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Across the border and into the city, and you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He lives with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. We still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. And your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all my bills. You stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. And your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Playing today's country in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa here on 98 Country.
day walking like it was your birthday. Every other Saturday night, knew the band, so we never paid our cover. Wrote our names on the bathroom tiles. We never dressed to impress all the others. They would let us in on a laid-back kind of style. But boy, you know it's been a while. And I don't know why you don't take me downtown like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up. Should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. Hey, anymore. I got some platforms sitting in the corner. They want to stroll on a city sidewalk. I got a dress that'll show a little but you ain't getting if you don't come pick me up. You showed me off. You might be tired, but I'm not. And I don't know why you don't take me downtown like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up and give me the go round like a good time tease. I'm only counting on your cancellation when I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we went around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. Should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore.
I heard you and met someone, but I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand and we had a neon night slow dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him and you'd be walking out of here without him. Got a Cabernet with your name on it. A slow drive on a Sunday, you can count on it. I'll treat you better than he ever did. Girl, when we're together, you won't ever wish. If you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're on
that same old Tennessee. 615, bitch, you see it up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him,
he's from Canada, Josh Ross, with his latest called Single Again. Hello, my name is John Glenn. These famous folks are celebrating birthdays today. Country star Juice Newton, rapper Dr. Dre, Matt Dillon, John Travolta, Molly Ringwald, Vanna White, Yoko Ono, and fitness guru Jillian Michaels. If you're celebrating, I hope all your birthday wishes come true.
Hey, we love the new country.
You guys play the new stuff.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
Now, more hot country favorites on 98.1 FM.
New truck, big lift, old roads. We've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles. No brakes, I'll tell, no gate, ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start, I'll torque, full speed, off-road, on me, 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas, I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last, you said, where's the fun in that, yeah, let's go put some miles on it, back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. With the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Been digging on you, sipping on drink number two, and trying to come up with some smooth, and waiting on the right time to make my move. But I just can't wait no more, can't let you slip out that door. Prettiest thing ever seen before, got me spinning around, I ain't even on the dance floor. You're taking that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you wear those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is soul saver. My favorite flavor, only now and later. I've never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta give me some of that.
shaker like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet you can't see the soul saver, my favorite flavor. Only now and later, I've never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta get me some of that. I gotta get me some of that. I want it now and later.
'98 Country.
You were stuck inside, I couldn't get you out. I laid beside you and pulled you close. And the two of us went up in smoke. Love isn't all that it seems. I did you wrong. I'll stay here with you until this dream. I've been sleepwalking, been wandering all night, trying to take what's lost and broken, make it right. I've been sleepwalking, too close to the fire, but it's the only place that I can hold you tight. In this burning house, see you at a party and you look the same. I could take you back, but people don't ever change. Wish that we could go back in time. I'd be the one who thought you'd find. Love isn't all that it seems. I did you. I'll stay here with you till this dream is gone. I've been sleepwalking, been wandering all night, trying to take what's lost and broken, make it right. I've been sleepwalking, too close to the fire, but it's the only place that I hold you tight. In this burning house, flames are getting bigger now. In this burning house, I can hold on to you somehow. In this burning house, oh, and I don't want to wake up. In this burning house, and I've been burning house.
Hey, whiskey drink, I know it's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink, now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way the leaving all went down.
It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with or where she is or how bad I miss her now. Come on, cigarette. Yeah, smoke out that regret. I pour it straight and strong, make a memory gone. Tell me, Jack, and tell me that you got my back.
That you got my back.
And that you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out.
Oh, help me out.
Just get me back. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with.
Jason Aldean having a conversation with his whiskey drink. I feel like Jimmy Buffett should somehow be in the conversation as you're talking to your alcohol. Thank you for spending a little bit of your time with us. More country music coming up.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
98 Country Weather is brought to you by
Bravo Zulu House of Winnebago is declaring war on veteran PTSD. Bravo Zulu House is America's first sober living home for veterans with PTSD and addiction. Help them heal. Visit BravoZuluHouse.org for more information or to donate.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Paul Frobley. And here's your 98 Country forecast. Lows dip down to about 15 below tonight under overcast skies. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 2 above. Lows dip down to about 11 below. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Mainly sunny and dry. Thursday and Friday, single digits above zero. Thursday, mid-teens by Friday. Right now, 4 below.
Turn it up. Great station.
Greatest radio station in town.
Your radio's found the right place.
98.1 FM, transmitting to two states with your favorite hot country.
She got eyes that cut you like a knife, and her lips taste like sweet red wine, and her pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease. When she walks in a room, I can hardly breathe. Got a devastating smile like a grown man to his knees. See, I'm gonna have feelings. It blows me away. She's everything I wanna say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. See, I'm gonna have feelings. I don't know what to do. Every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. You know I've never been the type that would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people ask her why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got one of them feelings. It blows me away. She's everything I wanna say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them feelings. I don't know what to do. Every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. How I feel, 'cause when she loves me, I'm on top of the world. 'Cause when she loves me, no, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got whatever it is, it blows me away. She's everything I wanna say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots. I don't know what to do. 'Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
C71, more than you love me. Mama always told me, boy.